I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning talking with Casey Williams from Green Country Village. And June, there are so many things going on in our community, whether it's OKM or Sunfest, or you start counting down the calendar and sooner or later it's 4th of July. June is a busy month.
I stop saying that. 4th of July? Wait a minute.
Okay, yeah.
Back it up just a little bit, Charlie.
And rewind this tape.
That's right. And it's good to see you. I'm glad that you took a minute while you're in town to talk with us.
I enjoy talking with my friends, and nearly everybody that I've had on the air on any kind of recurring basis, I think we're friends.
Yep.
You know, so the more time that I get to do this and still connect with listeners, I probably will still be doing something through remote technology at one point in time. You know, gone but not forgotten, or coming back like a bad penny, or however, bad dream.
I heard somebody say
recurring dream. Anyway,
I think that's what it was.
Not a nightmare, I hope.
Yeah. Right. Well,
what's going on in Green Country?
You know, Sunfest, the weather's beautiful. Our grounds are glorious, glorious.
Your staff works very hard to always make sure it's not only presentable, but looks good.
Yeah, Jim Burchett is our gardener yard guy, and he just finished his Master Gardener certification.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that he was out with, like, hair scissors on some of our grass. It is just beautiful. Our flowers are just crazy. We have 26 acres, so our residents are out sitting on the patio. They're walking around our lake, and it's just beautiful out there. I invite anybody to come by and just look at how pretty it all is.
Well, I mean, whatever the season is, even on a snowy, wintry day that nothing is going on in Bartlesville, if you do go by Green Country, things look great. Somebody has shoveled the walk. You don't have to do it.
Right. There is always, safety is first, beauty is second, but safety is always included, so beauty always happens. We have lights up at Christmas. We have seasonal flowers during the different times of the year. So it's just really a beautiful, beautiful place. A lot of comments that I have both inside and outside of our community is, because I like to brag on longevity, that we've been here almost 30 years, and our assisted living has been here for 20 years.
Wow.
But people will say, oh my gosh, it just looks, you all keep this up so well. The maintenance is beautiful. How you update things and how it, you know, it just looks so beautiful. It doesn't look like a 30-year-old place.
Well,
it looks like a beautiful home that someone would want to move into.
And the nice thing about it is that you're a local, you know, you have a board of directors, you're a nonprofit here that is interested. It's not like it's remote management. You're not part of a cookie cutter chain. You do have a professional management organization, but still it's locally run. Local people make the decisions.
Absolutely. And we have a resident council who is our liaison. There's I'm going to say 10 residents that meet monthly and kind of discuss what the needs of the general population of the residents are asking about, what their concerns, inquiries are, and then they bring that to us and we'd really try to make it work and see what we can do to best serve our residents. I've said this time and again is my boss isn't in some faraway place. There are residents that I serve. And so that really makes it a special thing for me personally as a, quote, employee of Green Country Village, but it really makes it more like family to me.
And I think that's so important. And that's the feeling when you walk in the door, that it's a large collective, large family, expanded family, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
It really is. It's really a great place to be. We do have some really neat things coming up here in the next few weeks.
Okay.
AARP offers a safer driver course, and it's not our course, so we're not presenting it, but Fred Pereiro, who's from Tulsa, he offers this course through AARP, and it is June 11th from 9 to 3:30 at Green Country Village. There is a cost to the course for AARP.
Mm-hmm.
It's $20 for non-members, $15 for AARP members.
Either way, there may be an exception somewhere, but virtually all insurance companies will give you a discount on your auto coverage.
A multi-year.
Yeah.
I believe it's up to 3 years.
I believe you're right. We are not AARP. We're not insurance people, but generally that's the way it works.
Well, that's one thing. They do on the website, and AARP, Fred said each person needs to check with their own insurance, but this is not only a safety thing, but you'll get that $20 or $15 back in the savings of insurance if your insurance does do that. But also, I was reading up on it, and the AARP site said that 97% of people polled after the course changed at least one thing that they did to make their driving safer. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, as I get older, things are a little bit different when I'm driving. I don't really love driving in the rain. Mm-hmm. I don't really love driving it in the nighttime. And I'm sure there's some little pointers and ideas that will help me. I look forward to, you know, quote, hosting it so I can learn all this stuff as well.
Sure. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And it's, like you said, little tips that maybe we knew it but forgot it, or mm-hmm. maybe we just don't do it anymore mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Right.
But like you said, nearly everybody will change one thing about their behavior.
Well, and when I learned how to drive, there weren't cell phones. There were 8-track tape players, but yeah. they weren't as distracting as cell phones.
Yeah, and you could reach down and change the tape, you know, and okay, you were looking at the tape player for a little bit.
Right. Yeah, not the same as cell phones.
Yeah.
I do want to invite anyone listening. Fred said it was for all drivers, but he really does recommend it for 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's where the discount comes with the senior drivers. But we do offer lunch free of charge. So we're just going to have a little box lunch, light, you know, sandwiches and stuff, because it is a 6-hour course.
Okay.
And so we invite you to call 335-2086 if you are interested. And it'll be up on our Green Country website. It will be on our Facebook and also on the AARP website. So you can get that information any of those places
okay.
through us.
And you don't have to be a member. It's cheaper if you are, but you don't mm-hmm. have to be a member.
Right, right. However, it's still reasonable. I think
yeah.
$20 for a 6-hour course is a pretty reasonable deal. So I welcome anybody that's interested in that. Another thing that I may have mentioned to you a few times, Charlie, but I'm in that sandwich age group. My parents are still living. They're starting to slow down, but they're in their early 80s, mm-hmm. and some things are changing about them. And now my friends know that I'm working at Green Country, and we're all starting to see some changes, or maybe some big changes. And so one thing that we are going to offer June 27th from 6 to 7:30, the venue is yet to be decided, but we're just calling it kind of conversations or Adult Children 101 or something like that, because the questions I didn't know the answers to until I started working at Green Country, and a lot of my friends are saying, oh, Mom broke her arm and now she's at a rehab center. What do I do next? Or what's the difference between assisted living, memory care? What does independent living actually mean? I'm not my parents' power of attorney. And so those are those things that we were going to start talking about.
And by the way, who has your parents' power of attorney?
Who does? Is it each other? Is it, you know, and did Dad die 8 years ago and that hasn't been updated, and Dad is Mom's power of attorney?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine when everybody's good, but when there's some big decisions that need to be made, that can really be a stressful situation and a legal situation for seniors and their families.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is kind of have a group of people, and if you're interested in being on this kind of first pilot, we're going to have a conversation of what do we want to know, where do we want to move forward, because we're thinking about doing maybe a 4-part series, because there's so much information: estate planning, like I said, power of attorney, medical directives, what is Medicaid, what is Medicare, what do they cover, what's home health. So I want to invite anybody that, even if their parents are doing great, but mm-hmm. they're in their 70s, 80s, 90s, if they're not doing great, you know, if you're a 40 to 60 year old adult child or adult that is caring for someone that is a little bit older,
mm-hmm.
I invite you to this pilot. It is June 27th from 6 to 7:30. Again, we don't have that the venue quite decided yet.
That's a great place to meet. To be decided, yeah.
Yeah, yet to be decided.
Yeah.
And so check our website again, call us. We'll let you know where it's going to be.
Okay, but reservations are recommended?
Recommended, but not required. There is no cost. We'll have some hors d'oeuvres and some beverages, but it's really more to open that conversation and see really what people are needing in the community as far as information.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that will be dependent on who shows up for mm-hmm. as part of your crowd, yeah.
Right. And it could change from week to week, too. Maybe that first part of the series, we see it going in a different way. You know, we're going to be flexible. We're going to answer any questions that anybody might have. I'm going to have a couple of professionals throughout. I'm going to have some adult children from our community whose parents live with us.
Mm-hmm.
I also would like to our administrator for assisted living and memory care to say what qualifies a resident to live with us.
Yeah.
She can answer all those medical questions that I don't know. And then I'm looking into other professionals, maybe an estate planner, mm-hmm. a financial person, an attorney, or someone that can really answer those specific questions.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a will, the state has one for you, but it may not be the way you want things done.
Correct, because probate can be a lengthy and stressful process. And what I learned, I went to a little seminar last week, is, you know, anybody over 18 should have a medical directive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gulp. Yep. And yeah. So.
And if you, anytime you go in for outpatient surgery or other hospital procedures, it's one of the questions they ask.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, you're there in somebody's office when they put this form in front of you, and you, I don't want to fill this out here.
Right. And one of the things that is difficult, especially as an adult child, because the dynamics are starting to change a little bit, is how do I talk to mom and dad about a will? Or about power of attorney, or about medical directives, or about do not resuscitate orders. There is, you know, a lot of people have already done that, and there's estate planning and all that great stuff, but some, there is that generation of, well, I'm not asking dad how much money he makes, or I'm not gonna ask dad about.
Where's my
inheritance.
Inheritance, yeah.
Right, and so we want to be able to respect that relationship, but also, show
what
how
do you
to
mean
ask
you spent it already?
Oh, no. right. Wait, how to respectfully discuss that with your parents or loved ones, but also have those hard conversations that really are in the best interest of that loved one.
Yeah.
And so, so I really look forward to being able to offer this to my quote friends and contemporaries, because these are questions I hear every day and that I've asked myself.
Yeah. And by the way, if mom and dad don't live more than an hour away from you, but you're the closest, you mm-hmm. know, youngster, and you had this conversation 2 years ago, maybe we need to talk about it again.
Absolutely. I think it also should just be always kind of an ongoing conversation in love and caring, mm-hmm. you know. And so so I invite anybody to call 335-2086 or our website, which is the ever clever www.greencountryvillage.com. We had a think tank for that one.
It's a yeah. tough decision to make.
It was. But a goodies one to remember. So I welcome anybody to visit our website and contact us any way you need to.
Okay. Well, so again, we got a couple of dates people need to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the June 11th, that's the Safer Driver AARP course.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I don't know what we've called it yet, but the June 27th, it's that pilot series or pilot meeting for adult children or Adult Children 101. So
and then,
anybody.
And then when
welcome.
Are you going to come take a staycation?
Right, yes. And one thing is then with these folks, we have a staycation. Marketing apartment, if you are kind of on the fence about whether or not senior living's for you, I invite you to come stay 2 or 3 days free of charge. It's a day in the life of Green Country Village. Our resident ambassadors love showing people around. You can talk to them about what it's really like. And
I know what Casey says. What's it
right? But Casey doesn't live here, and this is her job.
She has that marketing professional face.
Yes. However, I believe in what we offer. And so I do mean what I say, but I don't live there. And I haven't had to downsize after 50 years in my home. So my perspective is
one. It doesn't take 50 years.
One.
22 or 23 is plenty.
Yes, yes, right. That's right. So we just welcome anyone that wants to walk in, call, make an appointment. You're always welcome.
Okay. What's the phone number?
918-335-2086. Or you can visit us at our website.
Okay.
www.greencountryvillage.com.
I recommend mealtime, but any time is great to take
yes.
an appointment.
Yes.
Casey, thank you so much.
Hey, it's good to visit with you. Take care.
Green Country Village on 1-on-1 on 1400 K1.